Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Talk Connection. I'm Tracy Winbush, and it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. Whew, the election is over. And listen, I want you to take down the number, plug it in your phone. You guys know I'm trying to get where you can I can actually call in and talk to us, and I believe that I have worked this out to where you're going to be happy when you call, and we'll be able to hear you and talk to other callers. And the phone number is 515-602-9695. That number is 515-602-9695. Today, I want to talk about the division of America, and I want you to call in and tell me what you think. When you look at what's going on and what happened last week, everyone thought it was going to be this huge red wave. And in some aspects, it should have been a huge red wave. But, you know, people are not perfect even when they think they are. And the problem that we have is people think that they're perfect and you can't tell them anything because they know everything. And what's wrong with America today is America thinks that they know everything, they should control everything, and everyone else beneath them is not relevant. And now we find a America that is just as divided going into the election as it was coming out. And so now what? What does it mean and what's going on and how do we get a balance back here in the United States of America so that we can come back to center? As I said last week, at one time, America used to govern from we had political parties on the left and on the right. And so we would go and we would cheer, but we came back to govern towards the middle. That's how you have Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill being able to sit down and have a bourbon and a cigar and work things out. Today, we are not there. And because we're not there, you see the reflection inside of our everyday life. And so today, I want to talk about that division. Today, I want to talk about division in education. and access to information. Information is expensive. And then I want to talk about the division in the church. See, no one wants to talk about the body of Christ. We want to say, oh, no, we are not. Oh, no, we're not. The body of Christ is completely perfect. In Christ Jesus, yes, it is. But the body of Christ today that is walking in the United States of America right now is not united. Because they're still not walking, because we're still judging one another. I don't think we understand. We're still judging one another. And the Bible talks about judgment. And because you can see my sin, that doesn't mean that you can see your sin. And so I judge your sin because I can see it. And what I'm saying is we need to step back and quit, you know, bearing disparities on everyone else and look at our own self as the body of Christ here in America. Because this past election didn't show anything. In Michigan, they passed an abortion law and put it in their constitution. Do you realize what that means? And we had pastors supporting people who supported the bill. Do we understand that? Do we understand that we've got people standing for stuff on both sides? That's not right. I got a guy running around in the state of Ohio right now. He acts like he cares about people, but he doesn't like black people. And black people don't know it. That's not right. That's not good. It causes division. And right now we are dividing every day, all day. I look at what happened here in Northeast Ohio and how red we've become, but how isolated we are. You look at the division of the Republican Party, how united they are and how divided they are. And I don't want tragedy to have to come in and be the conduit that brings America together. We should not need to have some casualty, something crazy happen to us just to bring us together, because we need God's grace. We need to be able to come together on our own. We ought to be able to say, okay, you know, this is right and this is wrong. And right now, while we're sitting here and not knowing what to do, and our hands feel like they're tied, they really do. Prices are going, people are having problems, and they don't know where to go, and they don't go to one another. People are so isolated amongst themselves in their own families. And the only way that we're going to get this right is for the body of Christ to come back together again and to become that which the love of God to call in. I can't talk to myself. I have a guest coming in, but they're not here yet. And so until they get here, you have to talk to me. And you don't want to talk to me by myself, because I'm going to go to a couple things. And not for a whole hour. That would be rude. Really, really rude. So don't let that happen. So give me a call, please. The number is 515-602-9695. Again, that number is 515-602-9695. So I really want us to really understand that. And look at what we're doing. I mean, we're listening to Christian radio. And so most people who are listening to Christian radio, we are born-again believers. And we believe that we are God's chosen people because we accept Jesus Christ. What a great place to be in. What an ambassadorship to be in. Responsibility to be in. But when you look at it, what are you doing? I have churches that are celebrating hundreds of years, but it doesn't look as though they're prospering in their way. And it's not because God has not given them the ability to prosper. It's because our focus is in the wrong direction. Everything is about us and not about others. Are you lifting one another up? Are we lifting each other up? Do you know your neighbor? Are you pastoring your neighbor? Are you shepherding, you know, your loved ones? What's going? We're going up against into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the time that we give thanks and we're grateful and we bring family together. But the question is, are you working within your own family to love them? Do you know how hard it is to love people in your family and to tolerate the fruit of the Spirit with them? And they come from all walks of life. And you can't comprehend how they live their life. So we don't communicate like we should. We don't lean into each other like we should. We don't love each other like we should. We've got to stop that. That's not healthy. Because that's where it begins. Charity begins at home and sheds abroad. And until we learn that, we lose. And that's the born-again believer, because that's, the Bible says to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And we've got to start loving on ourselves, but we really got to start loving our neighbor. Because what we see manifested in the streets with our kids, you know, young man went on, he plays football with the players in the football league, took the gun on the bus, killed people on the bus. You can't frisk everybody everywhere. Hi, Jeffrey, how are you? You just can't. And so what does that say? You know, I don't believe when I was coming up that I could have fathomed in my mind going to a football game and being concerned about having a weapon, let alone a football player going on a bus and shooting up the bus with the kids on the bus. Nor could I even in my mind believe that there's going to be a young man that's going to go inside of a school building and kill children. But then I never thought I would come to a time where the church would be totally silent on everything that has to do with morality. I never thought we would get here. I never thought America would be here. Isn't that a shame? And right now, even though we're divided, even though we're shifting power, we're still not getting the lesson. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jeffrey. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
It's morning in California.
That is true. That is true. Hey, Jeff, what? Guess what?
What
the
happened?
Phones are working.
What?
Jeff, guess what? People can call in. Now, the number is a little wonky because it's not here in Northeast Ohio. It's not a 216-330, you know, 234. But it's a cell phone. You all talk. We call all over the world now. So it's 515-602-9695.
Okay.
And we ask people not to cuss. Don't say no bad words, but express yourself. So, Jeffrey. The country is still divided.
It's absolutely divided.
The church is divided.
I don't think it's as divided as what the results we saw.
Why do you think that?
Well,
tell me. I mean, because
coincidences are my issue, and you know, you got this race that's going neck and neck for days. And then all of a sudden, at the end of one of them, the Democrat lady who did not campaign very much, did not go to a debate, and was ruling over her own election. She just, she got enough votes to win. Yay! Just stop it. I'm done.
Jeff, but let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that idiocracy show you where America really is?
Yeah. I mean,
come on now. It's a telling sign of where we are. And that if we don't start choosing something different, we're going to be in real big trouble. Because, you know, the grandchildren that we raised today are going to take care of us tomorrow. And your how old was your dad when he passed?
88.
What condition was he in when he passed?
Well, he wasn't in great the last 2 years of his life, but before that he was in pretty decent shape.
But age is something. Aging is something. Yep. Aging is very telling, and how you live your life is you better make sure you make the right steps going through, because going out can be real miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've watched you chase him down and go and take care of him, and you and your family see about him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If we don't start teaching our children how to see about the next generation and the old generation, who's going to see about us? What decisions are going to be made, and whose fault will it be? Because I believe Jesus is coming, but should he delay his coming today? Because look at what's going on in the political landscape right now. Where will we be? America is not in the Bible.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm just asking you, because I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I'm just throwing it out there, because I'm looking. Look at what's winning. Look at what's losing. Look at the morals. Look at the trajectory. Jeff is singing songs to our babies that I had never heard of. Jeff, my ears curled up and went. Jeff, we're showing our babies things. We're doing things to our babies.
Right.
We talk about we love them, but we don't love them. We don't teach them what they need to know. These young girls have no self-esteem. These young men don't know who they are. Even our grown men don't speak well of themselves anymore, black and white.
Well, all of that's true.
And what happens?
Well, you're at the demise of our society. And if, you know, because my thing was, if there was not a wave, we were about to be, how should I say, we were going to be in huge bad shape.
If there was not a wave.
Yeah, and there wasn't. Pennsylvania.
Let me ask this. Why do you think that there was not a way? Because let me ask you this, and I don't mean to be cruel about this, and I don't know how to say this to where it is politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Fetterman, it's not personal.
No.
But Mr. Fetterman should not be in office.
And nor do I think he will be.
Well, I think you may be right about that.
They're going to have to replace him.
But the question is just, but they elected him. You got to understand, you voted for someone that you knew.
Well, they said that he won the election. I'm not convinced. And if they want to call me an election denier, then so be it.
Are you an election denier?
Yes, I'm an election denier.
Oh, 100%. Man. Wait a minute, for this election too?
Oh yeah. In Pennsylvania, in Nevada, where the lights went out for 4 hours in the counting room. And then what'd you say?
Why are you an election denier?
Okay, because like I just said, did you hear what I said? That
yeah.
The counting room,
yeah,
it went dark for 8 hours. I think somebody's telling me. My producer on the side.
You got a producer on the side. Is she keeping some information?
I got a producer. Yes, Mrs. Producer. What did you say? Okay. So anyway, that's deep. And so, there's too many inconsistencies, red districts, turning blue, so that your count in the house is not as bad as it looks like it is.
Jeff, let me ask you this. Now look at this. Let me take some missteps. If you look at those blue sections, those places where Democrats came out strong, they all look like you. And except for Athens, Ohio.
Well, listen, I expect in the inner cities,
okay,
because of the mental dependency on the Democrat Party of African American people primarily, I expect that vote to go all one way. But what I don't expect is I don't expect that people voted. They're going to tell me they voted for Fetterman and they want their gas prices to stay high. They want to not have energy developed in Pennsylvania.
Jeffrey, yes. Really? Yes, yes. Listen, Jeffrey, this is the, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys have a hard time understanding this.
Uh-huh.
But not everybody thinks.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who support Fetterman, even though they know Fetterman can't govern. Do you understand? Fetterman,
right.
His behavior, they really believe in the what they got. They are brainwashed completely. You have
absolutely.
Jeffrey, I want, and then have her, the governor of the state of Michigan, in the pulpit. I said it out loud.
Oh,
do you understand
yeah.
me? Knowing good and well, the governor of Michigan is totally against everything that my Bible stands for.
Absolutely.
Everything that my Bible stands for. Everything.
Didn't stop him, though, did it?
Do you understand? And I'm just going to call it out. No more, you know, I'm just going to call it like I see it, Jeff. Come on now. You can't have it both ways.
No church is ever going to be allowed to say that you can't go here or do that, or you can't listen to this type of music or that. That's over with, because how these folks vote and choose what's wrong and choose what, immorality, choose things that stand directly in the face of God. They don't care.
Just, you know, the Israelites walked themselves into slavery. You know, we're walking ourselves into slavery again.
Well,
or into bondage.
Not about that. But thank God that we had 22% of the black population voted red. And that's a pretty high number than it ever has been before, except
especially
in the
midterm.
Which two?
Especially in the midterm.
Especially in the midterm, because folks is waking up a little bit. So maybe if we get rid of people like Mitch McConnell, oh, did I say that? If we get rid of Mitch McConnell.
I was so glad they called him out.
They
I was so glad that somebody called him out and said the reason why we lost is because he didn't back the guy. That's correct.
The guy it's either Arizona or Nevada. One of the
he
two.
Said he wasn't going to back him for president of the Senate. He didn't back him.
And spent that money up in Alaska to get Lisa Murkowski elected again. Okay, Lisa Murkowski is a globalist. All of that stuff. And you know, that's they're not working for America. Your phone is right here. They're not working for America.
Hey, Jeff, I got a phone call, and I think I know who it is. Hey, caller, you're on. Let me see if I can turn you up. Hold on. I got buttons to push. Hold on. I'm slow. You there? Caller? 646.
Just listening.
You just listening? Hey, thanks for listening in.
Yeah, we're looking at this situation where we are just not getting it. I mean,
so Jeffrey, this is my issue. Do we not read? Do we not understand policy platform? Do you understand? We have people who have PhDs, they have law degrees. They have degrees that go up in the stratosphere.
Sure.
Are they not reading the same thing that we're reading? Do they not see what we see? Do they not understand that inclusion is not godly? did you understand that Jesus came to offend?
Well, yeah. But see, it's so much deeper than that.
How is that?
We don't understand why inclusion is the way that they are saying
in their definition.
Their definition of it is not true, is not real. That's just like they changed the word gay years ago to mean homosexual, and they put it gay. Well, that's not gay. It's being homosexual. Now, either you deal with the term or not. Either it's a good thing, bad thing, or an indifferent thing.
So it's like recession. Hey, Jeffrey? So it's like the word recession. It depends on whose definition of it and how you change it to whether you're in or whether you're out, depending on whether you want to be in or out of it. You know, you're not supposed to change the definition of words just because you don't like the outcome of the definition.
Precisely.
When did we start doing that? When did that happen? I mean, seriously.
Long years ago. And they did it on purpose. And, you know, they did it on purpose. That's all I can say. Because we're sitting up here confused as a society, and we're trying to change people's sexual whatever they proclivities over to whatever they want it to be, and it's not real.
You can't change your sexual proclivities. You can be you can choose how you want to have sex, but you can't change your sex. Can you?
No.
Just check it.
No. But the thing is. If you want to do that, then do that. You know, I don't tell anybody what I like to do sexually. It's none of their business, okay? None of their business. But they want to tell me, and then they want me to say it's right and say that it's good. And I'm not doing it. Barbara Bush, just say no. No, I'm not doing it.
Jeff, the pushing of. Did you see Saturday Night Live over the weekend with Dave Chappelle?
No, I taped it, and I'm trying to get to have time to sit down and watch it.
And you know, what happened to laughter? And I got to go to the church again, because again, I go to a black church and. I watched them. I watched a lot of them, Jeffrey, and I'm going to call them out. And I don't understand how you can preach Bible to me and stand on the side of unrighteous policy.
Yeah,
I can't. I don't understand. I don't understand how you can preach and in the same breath, in the same sentence. I don't understand how you can tell me to put a mask on, take a mask off to take a picture, and then I put a mask back on. And the only place that I have to wear a mask is a black funeral, a black church, and the hospital.
You don't have to do it at the hospital anymore.
I don't understand. I don't. But you go to the football game and you cheer. What do you say? Is anybody understanding that this is just insanity?
That's because people don't know.
Don't know what?
They don't understand. Tracy, we are so far behind in basic knowledge as a people, especially, that we do stupid things. Now, yes, a lot of people died from COVID. The main reason why they died is they never were treated early. They never got treated with anything.
But even with that, Jeff, we believe that you lay hands, we preach, lay hands on the sick and do what?
No. Too many people died. Don't forget, a room full of Kojic pastors died from COVID. Am I correct?
Yes, but that's not God. God has a time of life when people live and people die. You're not to question that. And I'm not mistaken, we that believe in Jesus Christ, we believe we don't die. We just transition.
Mm-hmm.
We just go from one life to the next. So I don't understand why we got this. I'm scared. What does that mean?
That means that they don't have any faith.
Don't
forget that Jesus said, in those days, if I don't hasten my coming, he said, will I find any faith left on earth? That's what he said. And so we're at a time when these people aren't believing God like that.
Stop, Jeff. Slow down. I got a few minutes. They're not believing God like that, but they want to preach me God like that?
Oh, now, not only that, they want to preach you their inhibitions about God like that.
See, let me say this. Jesus came to break religion.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. We are not supposed to be a religious sect. We are a royal priesthood. We are the king's kids. So we're supposed to come into the storehouse, get fed, and then take what we get and go out and disseminate it. everywhere we go. Building stronger, being prosperous, and spreading our prosperity as a conduit of God through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We learned in the last century there was a lot of hoarding and a lot of collecting. So we were a big collector. We collected talent. We collected money. We collected everything. And we found out our kids don't even want the collection that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
what we need to do now is we need to quit hoarding and we need to start giving. And giving is more than money. Giving, not to a church, but giving to everyone. No one should be lacking. I should not see you in need of an I have. That's just stupid. If you need if you need something to eat, and I got something to eat, why would I not feed you?
Trace.
I'm asking. If I got a dollar, you ought to have 50 cents. That's how we were raised.
Look up an artist named Mesa Leaks. And Mesa had a song out, Can We Change the World? I love this song because it speaks to just what you're saying right there. Can we change the world? We'll find the answer.
I mean, seriously.
Will we find the answer, she said.
Jeffrey, when we were coming up, how many refrigerators have you been in your lifetime?
Three. You mean in different people's houses?
In different people's houses. If you think about it, because when we were kids, we had free reign of our friends' houses. I mean, because family was family.
We didn't test nobody's refrigerator.
I was in the refrigerator. I could refrigerate. You know, We had community.
I had drinking water, and I'm surprised that my friend could go in his own refrigerator.
You couldn't get nothing out. You got to go in there and get water. But seriously, we had community. And in that community, Jeffrey, there was a garden, but the garden was everybody's garden. No one bothered you with me going and getting your collard greens for Thanksgiving.
Well, see, I don't know about community gardens.
Because you ain't from the sharing line.
Well, that's a today thing. I had my own garden, and I had my own collard greens.
On the south side?
Absolutely.
Y'all didn't have that. My backyard
was Mill Creek Park. Now don't start me.
Y'all didn't have no garden.
Man, I had a garden. My grandfather taught me. My grandmother always had a garden on that little piece of land on Bridge Street in Struthers. Little small place.
But I'm just saying, we need to get back to where it's community. It's common unity. We need
each
other.
Absolutely.
God knows we do.
But see, when you say community, unfortunately, today that means the social justice crowd.
No.
It means the, preachers that's what they're going to preach. Like I said, when I saw a good friend of mine, I love him, and it just hurt me when voting started. And he put on a post on Facebook, row, row, row your vote, R-O-W-E. Now, very influential pastor, very strong in the community. I don't know what they preach because I don't go to their church. But you can't be preaching right from wrong. And when you do something like that, you cannot be preaching that.
That's what I'm saying, Jeffrey. That's what I'm saying. You can speak with forked tongue. You can't tell me because it doesn't work that way. The policy. Do you realize that the Democrat Party has no mention of God inside of their policy? And they don't mention African Americans at all.
They never did. That's the whole thing about us. And that's what bothers me about us. We're not so smart. Why do you think that they don't have that in their party platform?
Because they're irrelevant. They're just there for a stepping stone.
I got a good friend of mine. It's a famous, he's not a good friend, but he's a Facebook acquaintance of mine that we go at it almost every day. Very famous musician from the 80s. And he told me if you just would let go of your ideology, maybe you'd understand how some of us vote and think. I said, let me tell you what I told him. I said, I think that maybe a lot of you guys have a system without a relationship in God. And I said, because there's no way you could go against God if you were a true believer.
I don't even believe they believe what they vote. You can understand? I just don't. I just believe that people are ignorant. And the ignorance.
They're not ignorant. They are convinced.
Well, okay, indoctrinated. How about blinded? How about
blinded is better.
And they can, because I have to have some compassion. Because at one time I may have been there and was there, but when I see different and how we ring this bell, I don't know, because we've got to get people to understand the plight of people and to have compassion.
Sure.
And our problem is we don't have compassion, Jeffrey. Women don't have compassion for men. Men don't have compassion for women. We don't have compassion for our neighbors. Our neighbors don't have compassion for us. And we're always looking over into the other side and thinking that the grass is greener.
Yeah, well, that's because we have very, too few of us have had a side. It's one thing to, prosperity and God bless a child that has his own. You know, I own a nice lot in the area I work in. Next year, that lot is going to become a garden, okay? A lot of it, because I know what's coming. And I will be a person that will share my garden.
I'm glad, because I'm going to raid your garden.
Well, all you got to do is bring a couple plants out here and plant them with mine, and it'll be all be good. I'll take care of them until it's time to go.
I ain't bringing out no plants.
Yeah, bring out the plants.
Listen,
you got to help.
I ain't helping. I'm showing up for harvest like everybody else.
Well, that's a good thing, because now we're coming to Thanksgiving, and that's why settlers almost all die, is because people wouldn't plant their own gardens. They wouldn't help anybody else plant, but they all wanted to eat.
We're getting, and that's what I'm saying, Jeff. We're getting back to that. You said that you're going to share, but we're getting away from that. Should I say that?
Mm-hmm.
What's mine is now mine, and what's yours is now mine. And I'm serious. If you look at what's going on in our churches eat, but they don't feed anymore. And feeding comes from teaching me how to fish, not giving me a sandwich. And right now they're using COVID dollars to bear them up with the shots and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what this should be about. You understand? I mean, they're pushing shots and they're pushing all kinds of other stuff, social programs inside of the house of God, instead of pushing their own word of God and showing people how to live, how to eat, how to grow, how to be a wife, how to be a husband.
And the scripture fits that perfectly. It says there's a way that seems right unto the man, but the way thereof is certain death. And they don't realize pushing the shots and things that they're doing right now, it's going to lead to death of a lot of people. And not only just that, it's going to lead to the sickness of a lot of people. How many people do you know that are getting COVID 3 and 4 times?
Quite a few. And they're vaccinated up the creek, down the creek, around the corner. Around the corner, they backed up. Every time they got a shot, they stood in line.
And they run and get that shot, yet they get sick with this thing each time. I got sick with it one time, and I never got the shot. And don't intend to, because my body, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay?
Ain't that in the Bible?
Yes, we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
So if you're fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator, and right now they're trying to tell me that there's not a Creator.
Yeah, that's what they believe. That's what they want you to believe.
And so if they're telling me that right now, tell me, why is it that we don't believe that God got us? Jeff, I'm going through so much right now, my hair is blowing black red. And you know, you're like, what? And I know everyone else is too. I mean, I'm not the only one. Things are just crazy everywhere.
Right.
And if you don't have your anchor in Christ Jesus and believe that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You've got to believe that. But inside of believing that, you also need to take a hard look at our own lives.
Sure.
Jeff, we will correct our neighbor, but not correct our children.
That's the, once again, everything is set up in a very terrible, terrible situation. We're in a terrible place right now. And when we can, you know, when we can do what we do and say what we say, vote how we vote. But yet, on the other hand, you're going to say, tell somebody, you got to be holy. You got to, what do you mean? I got to be holy. Did you vote holy? Did you support the candidate that supported holiness? No, you did it.
Speaking about candidate and holiness and righteousness, can we go to Georgia for the next 20 minutes?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Jeffrey, I've never seen anyone ask a white man as much about his bedroom as they have Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker?
Now, he came out and said, I did it up front. So don't be surprised that I told y'all, when I was in the world, I was out there. So if they said, I did it, I did it. I didn't pay
absolutely
for nothing, and I didn't pay for nothing, but that don't mean they didn't do it, because I did it. Now, he said that up front.
Right.
So it's off the table.
It should be.
So what happens in Georgia? And why did the people that voted for the governor not vote for Herschel Walker?
Well, didn't you have a third vote in
there? There was a third vote in there.
Yeah.
Somebody put them
Herschel,
in
there. Herschel came out the box slow, I will admit. But Herschel still should not be losing this race because it is a matter of principle what rural Georgia.
Warnock, not right. You can't, as a preacher, as a woman of God, anybody to read the Bible, you can't follow that. You can't even go to his church.
You have.
Am I wrong?
What's the other big pastor down there?
New Birth boy.
You got New Birth.
I'm not touching him with a 10-foot ball.
Yeah, no. But who else we got? We got the other bishop down there.
Oh, Creflo Dollar.
He ain't saying nothing. He's not a bishop like that. He's not black like that. But Creflo Dollar is the one that was trying to get Stacey Abrams elected. And I said, what?
Why?
My head went around on my shoulders.
Why?
Why? You tell me why.
She don't even, I mean, come on now. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Two Methodist pastor parents, supposedly, and she knows this and she knows that. But there's another. Eddie Long is gone. So who's the other?
I'm going to tell you in a minute. He took his church, right? Bryant.
Who?
Bryant.
Now, Jamal is what I was talking about in the first place. But there's another big bishop down that way.
I don't know. All I know is... you come from Morton?
Long and who else?
You got Paul Morton?
Morton!
Paul Morton?
Not Morton.
Okay, Jeff, we can't go through. You know how many preachers?
Yeah,
there?
That's not...
you know how many black preachers, great, black Pentecostal charismatic churches are in Georgia?
Oh, this is a big name, though. That's different.
I was gonna say one, but I'm not gonna put him in the same sentence as those people because he doesn't believe that. And now let me. There are men out there who are standing on the pole, on the fence, and there are watchers who are trying to say, "Hey, listen to us," but they don't have a platform. We're not giving them the voice.
Right.
You don't see them in. You don't see them breaking in the money because they have integrity. It means something. So they don't sell their voice to just anyone. And because they don't sell their voice to just anyone, you don't, may not hear them. Because these other people are being paid and or being promoted because they believe a philosophy that's anti-God. Now, I'm not going to say that they're anti-God themselves, but I'm saying their philosophy, their belief system, in which how they're shepherding us and sheeping us is anti-God.
Right, right, right.
And we as believers are going to have to now stand up and say this, hey, we can no longer stand for this any longer. I watched the Church of God in Christ convocation this past meeting, and I was so pleased to see so many people there, but I was so hurt to see them not engaged in any of the system as they
right.
should be.
Right, right.
So that they can move the narrative, because you can't preach one thing and vote another. And if you eject yourself from it, all you're doing is running away.
Right, right.
If you're not involved in the process, you're involved in the problem. And you can't say that you're the salt of the earth when you don't want to go nowhere. Salt that stays inside the container in the quarry is not good for anyone either.
Hmm. But?
But what? But what,
I
Jeffrey?
Don't know. Where am I at?
I don't know where you are. But I'm serious about this. I'm watching this, the division. I'm watching the church division, the racial division. The teacher that got fired because he said that he had a superior race and he felt that way. Don't get me wrong. I know you can feel that way, and you can say that out loud. And it is true that he said it. He may not be the superior race, in philosophy, mind, or anything else, but when it comes to the white man's world, it still is.
Well,
the white man just has to compete for it now. Pardon me?
Who did he say it to?
He said it to a classroom of students.
Well, he should be fired.
Well, Jeffrey, but this hold on. Freedom of speech. We got to cut this out. You can't pick and choose where you use it, because if you have robotic teachers, don't get me wrong. Now, the problem is we don't have kids to go home and talk to their parents about what's going on. But we don't want robotic teachers who are just reading the script. If he wants to think that he's superior, he can think that. And that child should be able to go back and challenge him or their parents.
I got you.
Because when I'm a teacher and I believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, I don't want you to fire me because I said it.
Well, that's something different.
What's the difference?
Well, you're saying that you're an ultimate race. You're the best race.
That's what he said he believed.
That's putting you above all other peoples on the face of the earth. And you are misguiding your students that's in your classroom under your purview.
Okay.
Now, Jesus Christ is a different situation. And
in what way?
Well, this way, because it's not putting you above anybody else. All you're saying is you believe that Interstate 80 is the only way to get to California.
I believe that Interstate 80 is the only way to get to California, and he believes that Interstate 80 is the only road on the planet.
No, he believes the people that built Interstate 80 are the only people on the planet worth anything.
And he has the right to believe that, and I have the right to believe.
He has the right to believe it, but he can't take into a teaching environment a lie.
So, okay, hold on. I agree with you. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But some people believe what I'm saying is a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
I know that it's not a lie. You know that it's not a lie. But I said other people believe. They don't believe what I believe.
Well, they don't have to.
And they don't want me to say that in the classroom either. So whatever's good for the geek.
And you shouldn't say
that in
the classroom unless it's a religious class.
Ma'am.
Or unless a student asks you.
Okay.
If a student asks you about what you think and believe.
Okay.
And then you can share with that student, well.
See what I mean?
Huh?
I mean, it's kind of a thin line right there, Jeffrey.
Not thin at all, because who told this guy?
He was. It had something to do with the classroom teaching. He was teaching, and it might have been on CRT. It could have been on anything.
Okay, then that's a different story.
And again, it could have been on anything. It wasn't like he was standing up saying, I'm superior. I don't believe that's what happened. But in the commentary that he gave, he made in the statement that he believed that his race was superior. And because he did that. And my problem is, I agree that his race is not superior, but I believe Jesus is the only way. And when I tell you that your God is not my God and your God didn't create nothing unless you come through my God, then you're going to be mad.
Once again, you can't tell a person that particular situation. Let's put it that way. You can't tell a person you're better than them because you're teaching him.
But he didn't say he was better. He just believed, he didn't say he was better. He said I believe this. I mean,
he says he's a superior race. He's saying he's better than the rest of
you. So let me ask you this, Jeffrey: what's different than saying it and believing it? I mean, I'm glad he said it. So now I can tell you you're crazy and keep on moving. I'd rather know.
For Kanye.
You understand? I'm with you.
It was $2 billion. That was the difference.
And you know what he said? He said, I'm still living.
He said, and I'm free, too.
That's what I'm saying. Does anybody understand that?
Oh, we'll talk about that another day.
Does anybody understand that? Money does not make you who you are, nor does your position, nor does your power. You are who you are, and you're supposed to be who you are. Am I wrong?
No.
For some reason, we think money and something else makes us something different. That's why our young girls are destroying themselves, trying to become something that they're not, and they're beautiful where they are.
What we do the most is we misunderstand when God has allowed something by dispensation. There's a time for this one to rule. There's a time for the next one to rule. There's a time for somebody to have ruled 5,000 years ago, and they did. Okay, well, it's we're at a precipice now. I think it's time for some other people to rule. I think we're going to have more of a mixed race of people than anything, especially in America. You're going to have the mulatto race control everything, and especially the ones that speak Spanish.
Mulatto? Are we allowed to say that word?
Yeah. Mulatto is a mix between black and white.
Oh. But we've always had that. That's not new.
Well, it kind of is. Because in this country, you wasn't allowed to do that. Don't forget, 60 years ago, interracial marriage was still against the law in many places.
It still is, Jeffrey. But that's a whole it still is in a whole other world.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. Hey, Jeff, thanks for sitting in with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm glad we got a caller that didn't want to say anything, but it did work. So
I heard him when he said
I'm just listening. So
I love that.
I just love hearing that we got phone calls. We will be able to do this.
Yeah.
And so enjoy. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. God bless you and have a good day. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
And don't get me banned somewhere.
Well, Jeff, I've already found out we're going to be banned. That's why I got to find another means of living, because we're going to be banned.
We're going to have to do the Beatles.
We're going to be banned.
On the run.
Jeff, what was the name of the song you asked me that you said about? You said it was Mesa Leak?
Mesa Leak is the last day.
What was the name of the song?
Can We Change the World? That is my song.
Where did you find her at?
She's the lead singer for Incognito, out of jazz artist out of play. Big hole.
Well, Jeffrey, I thank you. Because, we're still streaming live even though we've gone off the air on the radio.
Yeah, do you have music these days, too?
I got some stuff, Jeffrey. Hold on.
Yeah, but it'll play through where I can hear it, too.
Hold on. Take me a minute.
The street, she worn and tired. She had no food to eat.
How's that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Very good.
Not very loud, but it's good enough.
Hello? Not very loud, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, probably getting all kinds of trouble. Jeffrey, it is the rules that we had. It's so different now. The rules are so different now when you're streaming live, guys. You just don't get to streaming music. You only get to play 10 seconds without copyrights. And it's crazy now, Jeffrey. It's totally insane. Totally insane. Thanks for coming on. Hold on. Let me see if I can get my caller up and see while he's there. Hey, caller, who is this? 646. I know your voice. I know your number. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Wade. Yo.
Hey, Wade, thanks for listening in. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey.
It worked. I'm out.
God bless.